the meaning of the Holy Quran or an interpretation of the Holy Quran. Because if God spoke in Arabic, the Quran can only properly be read in Arabic. This also gives us some sense why Muslims will always do their prayers formally in Arabic, and why Muslims always seek to learn to recite the Quran in Arabic, even if they don't know the meaning of Arabic words. But by reciting the Quran in Arabic, they're reciting divine speech. All of this means as well that when Muslims speak of the Quran, and they, for example, quote a passage from the Quran, they will say, God said. Quoting from the Bible, usually we would say, well, this comes from a certain book, this comes from, let's say, the Gospel according to Luke, and we would say, Luke said. This comes from 2 Corinthians, we would say, Paul said. But Muslims speaking of the Quran would not say Muhammad said. Muhammad was just the mouthpiece. Sometimes the revelation of the Quran to Muhammad is compared to something like divine water flowing through the Prophet Muhammad, as though he were a statue in a fountain through which water courses, as pure when it enters as when it leaves. The Prophet Muhammad then is seen as the one who proclaims the word of God, but not as the author of the book. Now, not all academic Western scholars evidently are convinced by this. In fact, traditionally, most Western scholars have not been Muslims, do not accept the claim that the Quran is revealed by God,